The next set are called things goals. Thing goals are just things that you want to have, do, be, create. And what they are is they can be materialistic if you want. And, you know, a lot of people are hung up about that. Why is it that people allow themselves to have emotional abundance, spiritual abundance, sometimes relationship abundance, but cut it off in the era of financial? It's because a lot of us have negative neuroassociations that if we have money, boy, we're being selfish. Well, the bottom line is we're going to talk about that when we talk about unleashing your financial genius. But money is no different than anything else in your life. You should deserve to have an abundance of it as much as you do an abundance of energy or an abundance of love or an abundance of contribution. So please create for yourself now, starting with thing goals. What are some of the elements you'd really like to have in your life? And we're going to do this very quickly. And I want you to let your imagination go wild. Go nuts. If there were no limits economically, what are some of the things you'd like to do? What are some of the things you'd like to have in your life? And maybe many of these have nothing to do with personal development. They're just pure pleasure. That's okay. That's fine. Again, imagine if you were a little kid again and there were no limits. What are some of the things you'd have, do, and create in your life? Write them down starting now, and it's anything you want to have, do, or create in your life between now and the next 20 years. We're going to give you about 2.5 minutes to be able to do this, to make your list of thing goals. So go for it now. While you're doing this, just let your mind go free. Just write as rapidly as you can. Again, don't stop. If you're writing down cars, for example, don't write it in detail. Don't write 560 SEL, Mercedes, Benz, blue and gold. Just write 560 SL. You know what it means. And get to the next one quickly. You want a yacht? Where else do you want a home besides where you are now? Do you want to build a home? Do you want to race camels between the pyramids of Egypt with your best friend and win? What are some of your nitty-gritty goals? What are some of those things that people said, oh, you'll never have that? Do you want a helicopter? You want to create your own music studio? Do you want a separate little cottage to escape to? Or a beach house? Or a beach condo? You want a little sailboat you can escape with? Would you like to own an island in the Pacific? Or maybe a timeshare in the Pacific? You know, what would you really like to have? What are some of your thing goals? Are there some concerts you want to go to? Some plays? Some movies? Are there some things you want to give your kids? What would you like to give your kids? Do you want a butler? Do you want a maid? Do you want somebody who'll cook great meals for yourself and your family? Do you want a gardener? You want to own an airplane? Okay. So now that you've got this list of thing goals, hopefully you got a lot. And by the way, how do you feel about those? If you had all those things in your life, would it be kind of fun? And you say, yeah, to say the least. Well, great. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do now with this list of thing goals exactly what we did with those personal development goals. I want you to go one by one, and next to each one, write down when are you absolutely committed to having these things in your life by? Within 1 year? Within 3 years, within 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. Do that very quickly right now. And again, while you're doing this, remember, you may not know how you're gonna do it. I had no idea when I set goals for myself how I was gonna accomplish most of them. And the timeline seemed unreasonable. What matters is not whether or not you know how yet, not whether the timeline is reasonable, but whether or not you're absolutely committed to having these goals happen. The more committed they are, the sooner you'll probably get them. Okay, now that you've done that, we'll do the third step, just like, again, we did with the personal development goals. I want you to go through this list and look at the things you're committed to having in your life within 1 year or less. And I want you to pick the three that are most important to you, the three that would really drive you, that would really get you excited, get you a bit passionate about really working hard and making things happen, because you could have these neat things in your life too. So I want you to do that right now. What are the top three out of your whole list? And then again, write them down on a separate page in your success journal. And under each one, I want you to write, why are you absolutely committed to having these things be in your life within 1 year? Again, so you're going to pick your top three one-year thing goals, things you want to have in your life or do in your life. And why are you absolutely committed? Write a paragraph. Why are you absolutely committed to having these things be in your life within 1 year? Go for it. You've got 5 minutes. Quickly. Remember on this, purpose is stronger than objects. So know why you want to do these things, why you want to have these things in your life. It's not just to have the things, it's the feelings you think you'll get from them. What will it mean? What will you be able to share? How much fun will it create for you? Okay, now that you've accomplished this, you now should have two sets of goals. One set that are personal development oriented, mental, emotional, social, spiritual types of goals, physical goals. And you've got three of those that you're committed to achieving within the next year that you're inspired about, and you've got strong reasons that have made them real. You should also now have three thing goals, things you want to do or have in your life within 1 year that you're equally inspired about. We're now going to give you 2 minutes to work on economic goals. Specifically, I want you to let your mind go nuts, go free, and I want you to create what will be your ultimate financial goals. In other words, what are all kinds of financial goals? Certain amounts of money you like to earn a month. And they don't have to be in any syntax or order. Just, hey, maybe you have a goal you want to earn $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 a month in income. What are some of your annual financial goals? What do you want to be worth, your net worth, in your lifetime? Do you have some business goals? Do you have some goals that you want for your company or for yourself? Do you have some financial goals about how much you want to give each year? Do you have some investment goals? What are some of your specific investment goals? And again, for some people, these goals are the most difficult because they've only got a couple. Well, I'd like to make this much in a year, and I'd like to have this much in savings. Come up with a whole list. And again, just let your mind flow. Anything that's related to finances that you can think of as a goal, you write it down. You got 2 minutes. Again, remember, anything that's related to financial, any financial goals you've got, jot them down. Push yourself. Think. Is there monies that you want to set aside for your kids for college, for example? Is there a mutual fund you need to start investing in of some sort? Some real estate goals that you have in terms of investment? Do you have an IRA? Should you get an IRA? Do you know what an IRA is? Do you have some kind of retirement account or some way to organize it so that in the mature years of your life, you have more than enough economics to support you in having a great lifestyle? And I'm not suggesting that at a certain age you just give up and stop working or being productive by any stretch, but what are some financial goals you've got at different ages of your life? Where do you want to be? You got about 15 seconds left. Anything else you can think of, jot it down. Okay, time. I want you to now go through these financial goals. And this will be simpler than any other one we've done before this in terms of organizing our goals. On a new sheet of paper, taking all this brainstorming into account, I want you to describe for yourself your financial goals for 1 year from now or sooner, 3 years or sooner, 5-year financial goals, 10-year financial goals, and 20-year financial goals. Go for it. I'll give you 2 minutes. Great. Now let's do the final process here on our finances. I want you to take your one-year financial goals and, like the other goals we've done earlier, write down why you're absolutely committed to meeting those financial goals within 1 year. Write it down now and make it strong enough that you'll follow through and make it happen. Go ahead and do that now. Okay, so what have we accomplished in this workshop thus far? Well, one, let's review. You now have a whole list of personal development goals and timelines for their attainment, but most importantly, you have three specific one-year goals that you are inspired about and you are committed to achieving, and you know why. That's the power. Two, you've got a whole list of thing goals, kind of a shopping list of fun, and you've selected three things that you're absolutely committed to having within a year. And again, you know why. So you got that power behind you. And three, you've got a list of financial goals, of which three of them you're absolutely committed to achieving within the next year. And again, you know why. So you have nine goals now with the reasons behind them and a commitment to achieve them within a year. I got a question for you. How would you feel if within 1 year, all nine of those goals absolutely were mastered and attained? If you would develop those aspects of your life, if you had these things in your life and you were at this level economically, how would you feel about yourself? How would you feel about living in life and fun and your ability to set and achieve goals successfully now? Think about it. If you're not thoroughly inspired, you need some better goals. Go back and refine them or get some stronger reasons. If you are, you now have something that you will achieve. You want to take these nine goals and keep them in front of you on a consistent basis. You want to look at them daily. So you might want to put these on the inside cover of your journal or someplace that you're going to see it virtually every day. Your nine goals and why you're absolutely committed to achieving them.